Welcome to Spectrum from China America Hit Radio, a weekly public service production featuring news, information, and stories about China, our Chinese communities, and people with stories to tell about their Chinese lifestyle experiences. Now, here's this week's host, Steve Warren.
Our guest on Spectrum this week is Yukong Zhao, who has a book called The Chinese Secrets of Success, or actually The Chinese Secrets for Success, Five Inspiring Confucian Values, and he's boiled down a lot of the teachings of Confucius to some things that may be applicable to the present day societies in which we live. So welcome to Spectrum.
Thank you for having me.
It's my pleasure. And I know that I had a couple of questions here right up front. First of all, over the years, as you must know, doing your research for this book, there have been literally thousands of books written about Confucius teachings and values. Why would you say your book is different, and what was your motivation in writing it?
Basically, most books in the United States, they are more academic books to introduce Confucianism as a philosophy, or they just simply interpret what Confucius or Mencius, what they said. So that kind of book really cannot get most of our readers to understand. What I did is really analyze what is the essence of Confucianism, how does it create the positive impact on the society? So I picked five Confucian values and wrote it as a self-help book, so most of our readers can easily understand that.
Before we move on with some more questions about the book itself, give us a little bit of information about your background. Where is your family from? Where were you born? What's your background that brought you to this moment to write the book?
I was born in Kunming, China, which is southwest of China, located in Yunnan province. And I had an education at the University of Science and Technology of China. After that, I worked in Beijing for 6 years as an industry strategist. And I wrote a book in the 1990s talking about mining cities, a strategy of mining cities. And after that, I came to U.S. in 1992, and I worked at the Siemens as director of strategic planning and also China business for more than 15 years. The reason I wrote this book is because, in 2009, when I purchased investment properties, I met a few American families who lost their properties and also got into financial trouble. They told me in their family education, their parents did not tell them to save money. I also noticed the significant decline of education quality in the U.S. And so that triggered my thought to say, share the great cultural value from China to many American families to help them to improve their lives.
You use the phrase model minority, which has been used by other people. You've used it in your book, so it's really not a new phrase. But do you find that term model minority, as it applies to Chinese or Asian families in every country where they live, or is it unique to being in the United States a model minority?
I think, you know, to be factual, we do see some minority from Asia are still struggling. And there, for example, we see some statistics say people from Cambodia, a few small countries, they are not really well performing at this moment. However, my book is talking about the Asian Americans who have been influenced by Confucianism, who came from China, Hong Kong, Taiwan, Singapore, Korea, and Japan. I think the good thing is all of them blessed by Confucianism. So from statistics standpoint, they are doing very well. So I think I can confidently call them the model minority. In addition to them, I also know India and a few other Asian Americans with Indian or other country origins also doing very well.
I had a question about one of the items here. Some of the Confucian values involve things like children and education and family. How does someone apply those values for people without children, people who do not have families, or who are already grown, have completed their education, and are already involved with their career pursuits? Where can they fit in to these values if most of these things the values address have already been accomplished or achieved in their life?
I would not say always all the cases being achieved. If somebody read my book, they will find like Asian Americans, like Chinese Americans, they are highly motivated and they keep pursuing the new objective, try to push their career further and further. For example, a lot of people who got an MBA degree in accounting, they were try to get certified as a CPA. And also, if somebody just graduated from undergraduate college, they will continue to pursue graduate degree. So they continue try to be motivated, continue pursuing education, so advance their career. So I think that is a strong motivation that makes them successful in this country.
How many of those people do you think apply these Confucian values because they know their Confucian values versus the people who were just brought up that way, that don't really attach why they do what they do to Confucianism?
I would say probably less than one-third of Chinese Americans really knew clearly they are following a lot of Confucian wisdom. I cited one example in my book. Every New Year, Chinese New Year, every family will always bring a dish of fish. It's not because fish is very tasty, but it's symbolic. Fish in pronunciation in Chinese called yu means surplus. Every year, the dish on the table, on the New Year table, remind everybody to save money. So people, just by intuition, just by family tradition, already learn the Confucian values without really reading the Confucian books.
We're speaking with Yukong Zhao, who is our guest on Spectrum this morning. He's written a book called The Chinese Secrets for Success, Five Inspiring Confucian Values. It's a nice book. I did manage to get through it, and it's very interesting. By the way, if anyone would like more information, the web address for the book is ChineseSecretsForSuccess.com, and we'll repeat that again at the end of the program. We'll also put that link on our website. Another question for you here. If Confucius were alive today, what additional messages or value sets do you think he would see as necessary today that were not conceived of back in his day 2,500 years ago?
I think that will relate to the more the political and economic system side. I think Confucianism is very wise in terms of personal and family development. However, in the political and economic side, I do see Western values like a free market system, democracy, and also rule of law actually already surpass Confucian's original thinking. So if I say we have a combination of the optimal value from each country, we should pick the political and economic side from Western countries. Also, a combination of the Confucian value and some good value in Western society, like independent thinking, creativities, plus the Confucian value, five Confucian value I promoted in my book.
So that's pretty much what I was thinking, because Confucian thought and values have been around, as we said, for 2,500 years. No country has really officially, formally adopted those teachings or established a society or government around them. So maybe it was just the values of Confucius were just waiting for the rest of society to come up with the missing pieces.
You are right. I really appreciate your in-depth knowledge about Confucianism.
Well, thank you. I spend a lot of time in the Asian communities here working with the radio station for the past number of years, and I hear little snippets, little pieces of information about the application of Confucianism in people's lives. But sometimes it's enjoyable to sit down with someone and have a discussion like we're having today to get more of a straight line viewpoint of things rather than just a personal one. And since you've gone to extensive research with this particular publication. I wanted to ask some questions that I thought might, you know, at least I was curious about. So thank you for that.
You're welcome.
As China in particular evolves into a commercial superpower, as they've been doing for the past few decades, and now more closely than ever seems to be modeling Western culture and values, where will the Confucian values fit in?
I think a couple of things, as I said, is really on the personal development and also the moral value. Today, for example, Chinese people are still hardworking, saving money, emphasize education, emphasize the family, also have very high moral value towards the crime or other things. So they're doing well. However, what Confucius promoted, like integrity, currently in China is not as good as in Western society. They need to restore that. And in the meantime, I think, as you point out, they need to really introduce a rule of law and a democracy and a free market system into the country. So that is being proven as universal value. So that is something, if I was given a speech to a Chinese audience, I would suggest this way.
In brief, if you could just spend a few seconds on each of the five Confucian values that you address in the book, if you could go through them one by one and just briefly explain what they are.
Sure. The first value is called Li Zhi. That teaches people to have big dream, have great aspiration for the future. With that, you're highly motivated. In particular, in China and also Chinese families, when the children are young, they encourage them to reach to become a big scientist or become entrepreneur like Steve Jobs. In this way, they motivate the children to learn. So that is the first value. Second value is Qing Xue. The Chinese family around the world, they do not worship celebrities or sportsmen. They worship knowledge. That is great. That helps them to get into the mainstream careers and then make them successful. That is second. The third one is Jie Jian. Jie Jian means being thrift and also saving for the future. Also how to generate wealth. I can give one example. During the financial crisis, a lot of families suffered. However, many working class Chinese Americans, Asian Americans were able to buy the property. The reason because they are not, it's not because they are super rich, but because they have savings, they have good money management wisdom from Confucius. The fourth one is Gujia. Gujia means caring your family. It teaches you how to create a loving and stable family. But that is only the first step. Chinese family management really teach you how to actively manage your family. You want to make sure everybody is healthy, your children have been well-educated, and do not have bad influence from your neighbors. That is the fourth value. The final value, the fifth value, is Ziyu, means to develop desirable friendship. That is very important. The Asian American community, the crime rate is only one-fourth of the nation. The reason for that is because a lot of due to this kind of conservative value, like Confucian values, so we selectively develop our relationship. So in this way, we protect our family, protect our children. So the five Confucian values are very essential for a person's development, also for the success of a family.
So in conclusion here, if there is one takeaway point from the book that you'd like each reader to embrace or to study further or to consider as most important, and I know there's a lot of information here, what would it be? What would the one big point, maybe not from Confucius, but from your book, that you'd like people to take away and spend some more time with?
I want to really cite what Confucius said. I think I suggest all the audience be open-minded and to learn the wisdom from different cultures, including Western cultures. Confucius famously said, "Whenever working in a company of three, I will surely find someone I can learn from." I think for every family, every individual, you always have a learning process, make you successful, make you taking better care of your family, your money, and your children.
Our guest is the author of The Chinese Secrets for Success, Five Inspiring Confucian Values. The author is Yukong Zhao. Yukong, it's been great to have you with us on our program. We wish you well with your book, and if people want more information, would you give them your website address, please?
Sure. It's ChineseSecretsForSuccess.com. Finally, I want to express my thanks to Steve. Also, my thanks to Asian Americans, because you are doing so wonderfully successful, so I can write my book. I want to express my thanks to all the Asian Americans and also Chinese American families, also to the general audience. Thank you for listening.
Join us every weekend for Spectrum on China America Hit Radio. If you have some ideas for future topics and guests to be featured on Spectrum, we'd appreciate your suggestions. Email us at news@ChinaAmericaHitRadio.com. Then listen every Sunday for Spectrum at 10 o'clock a.m. Eastern Time, exclusively on China America Hit Radio.